Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot owner PSA agree to join forces, U.S. stock index futures are turning around, and Ford reached a tentative agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. Leading today's news, Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot owner PSA have officially agreed to join forces through a 50-50 share swap, creating the world's fourth largest automaker, the company said in a statement. In a rapidly changing environment with new challenges in connected, electrified, shared, and autonomous mobility, the combined entity would leverage its strong global R&D footprint and ecosystem. The deal calls for paying a special dividend of 5.5 billion euro to Fiat investors and for PSA to spin off to its shareholders a 3 billion euro stake in parts maker Faurecia. It's also likely to be approved by the French government, which shot down a merger with PSA's French rival Renault just 5 months ago. In other market news, up for most of the night after the Fed cut rates for the third time this year and indicated the possibility of a pause in the easing cycle, U.S. stock index futures are turning around sharply. The DJIA is now pointing to a 100-point decline at the open, following a report from Bloomberg that said Beijing has doubts about reaching a comprehensive long-term trade agreement with the U.S. Chinese officials have warned they won't budge on the thorniest issues and remain concerned about President Trump's impulsive nature, as well as the risk he may back out of even the limited deal both sides say they want to sign in the coming weeks. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority chopped its policy rate by 25 basis points overnight, tracking the Federal Reserve as obligated by Hong Kong's currency peg with the greenback. Two of Hong Kong's biggest banks, HSBC and Standard Chartered, also cut their key benchmark rates in the city, their largest market, which officially fell into a recession amid the months-long protests. The economy shrank 3.2% in the third quarter from the period just before, marking the worst quarter-to-quarter drop since 2009. Factory activity in China contracted for the sixth straight month in October and by more than expected, while service sector growth eased as companies faced the weakest economic growth in nearly 30 years. Weighed down by slowing global demand and the trade war, the manufacturing PMI fell to 49.3 in October versus 49.8 in September, according to the country's Statistics Bureau. The figures will heap pressure on policymakers to roll out more stimulus to avoid a sharper slowdown and job losses. The Trump administration still expects to sign an initial trade deal with China next month, even as Chile said ongoing protests in the country would prevent it from hosting the APEC summit, where both sides were expected to finalize the accord. Chinese officials also voiced optimism that Beijing and Washington could find a way to clinch the so-called Phase 1 trade agreement in November. Bilateral talks will continue to proceed as previously planned, and the lead trade negotiators from both countries will speak by telephone on Friday. More than 172 million Americans plan to celebrate Halloween this year and are expected to spend nearly $9 billion on the holiday, according to the National Retail Federation. That's the third highest figure in the survey's 15-year history after the record $9.1 billion set in 2017. We are seeing a noticeable increase in consumers whose Halloween purchases are inspired by their friends, neighbors, and even celebrities on social media. Retailers expect to have another strong Halloween season and have stocked up on candy, decorations, and the season's most popular costumes, NRF President and CEO Matthew Shea said. Turning now to stocks. Ford has reached a tentative agreement with the United Auto Workers Union on a new labor contract for its U.S. workers, likely avoiding a strike that cost its larger rival General Motors about $3 billion. The deal includes $6 billion in new investments from Ford and the creation and retention of more than 8,500 jobs. Other deals were not disclosed, but they are expected to follow the basic pattern set in the GM contract, which includes lump sum payments and annual pay increases that lift production wages up to $32.32 an hour by 2023. Showing it as life beyond the iPhone, Apple beat Wall Street's fiscal fourth quarter expectations and issued strong guidance for the holiday quarter. The stock rose 2% after hours on a big boost from its wearables, home, and accessories segment, which saw revenue grow 54% year-over-year, comfortably beating a $5.94 billion consensus. Facebook shares also traveled upward, rising nearly 5% after hours, as strong double-digit gains were seen across nearly all metrics. Twitter will ban political advertising on its platform next month in an apparent swipe at Facebook, which has received criticism in recent weeks over its policy to neither fact-check nor remove political ads placed by politicians. "We believe political message reach should be earned, not bought," Twitter's Jack Dorsey wrote in a tweet. "Paying for reach removes individual decisions to follow an account or retweet," he points out, "forcing highly optimized and targeted political messages on people. We believe this decision should not be compromised by money." Twitter was down 2% pre-market. Samsung Electronics' operating profit for the 3 months ending in September fell 56% versus the same period a year ago, while that number ticked up almost 18% from the previous quarter and beat the company's own guidance from earlier this month. Samsung expects demand for components to turn sluggish in general amid weak seasonal effects. Analysts say there could be a slow recovery in the semiconductor space, with chip makers struggling due to low prices and demand for memory chips. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha: World Series pulls Fox to top of TV ratings, Alibaba set to resume Hong Kong listing plans, lower energy prices weigh on Shell results, Exxon climate plan wasn't fake, says Rex Tillerson, MGM Resorts is eyeing more real estate deals. As of 6:20 a.m. today, stock futures, crude, and Bitcoin are all down while gold is up. And on the economic calendar, watch for initial jobless claims at 8:30. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, Alpha Trader, and the Marketplace Roundtable podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great day.